Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a WIP afternoon show like Spike and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us for Tuesdays with Elliot on the day that Brandon Graham says no mas. No more Eagles playing for Brandon Graham. Now just an Eagles legend. Gets to enjoy life as an Eagles legend without having to get beat up every Sunday to do it. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question now. Do you view Reggie White as an Eagle or a Packer?
What's initial?
76% say Eagle. So
I'd be curious if NFL.com did that, what the results would be.
Well, we're in Philadelphia.
No, I know.
Not on NFL.com. So big day for you yesterday.
It was a big one.
The Eagles signed Azeez Ojulari, who you targeted as one of two edges for the Eagles. It was Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari.
Because I knew they had interest.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Well, you're just phrasing it a little differently.
I'm giving you credit for it.
What do
you
want? Sure.
So first, we'll get the Eagles insider of the year. Second, and I heard your podcast on Azeez Ojulari essentially predicting that he will be on the Eagles Mount Rushmore after this season.
It's a great signing.
Yeah. But what do you give us your take on the signing in general?
So I do think it was a really good signing, especially at the money, $4 million. I mean, he's only 24 years old. Like, that, just the fact of how young he is a big bonus for them, because I think his best football could be ahead of him. I think injuries have been the main problem for him. If you look, he's only played a full season one time. Outside of that,
Has it been a lot of different injuries, or
so
does
it hasn't
he have
been
a
one
knee?
Consistent
okay.
thing? Which right. you know, on how you want, you could look at that as a better thing. It's not like right. one, but when he's played, so I compare him a little bit to Harold Landry in the way that Harold Landry had a lot of sacks for the amount of games he played, but Harold Landry did not like win a lot of his pass rushes. If you look at the Azeez Ojulari pass rush win rate, it is very low compared to like a lot of the really good edge rushers in the NFL. So that would be one concern. And he's not great against the run. So there's getting a little bit of repetition with Josh Uche, Bryce Huff, and now Azeez Ojulari. But I still think for at this point of free agency, or even just free agency in general, 24-year-old, former second-round pick, super athletic, has a history getting the quarterback. I think he's their best free agent signing so far.
Well, yeah.
That's not saying a whole lot.
Tallest midget, but for sure, yeah.
I
tried to pull it off the other day and couldn't pull
it off. Oh, right, yeah, you can't do it. Yeah. Well, tallest little person.
I didn't
person.
Have the right ones.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I agree with you. I do, like, I remember watching him when I was there, and he seems like a good player to me.
Yeah.
You know, the injuries. I would like to, you can obviously quote whatever stats you want. I do think we're going to need some sort of correlation report between pass rush win rate and how good you are, because we're just throwing the thing out there now, and none of us know exactly.
So here's some context. Like Myles Garrett was 23%.
Okay.
So he, you know, and we could look at the best edge rushers and see what they are. I don't have it in front of me, but I think Jalen Carter was 18% last year.
Okay.
Azeez had seasons where it was like 5, 8.
So I wonder how he gets sacks with a low pass rush win rate. That's what I'd like to know.
So one way is effort. Like, okay, maybe you don't win the initial rush, but someone else does, and you keep going, and you get that.
Okay.
The other one is just maybe, you know, free rushes.
Like free rushes, he, like, blown, he gets lost. Blown, yeah, blown assignments.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Well, he does play next to Dexter Lawrence, which helps, but he'll play next to Jalen Carter here.
My question is just, like, can Bryce Huff, Aziz Ojulari, and Josh Uche all be on the roster? They just seem like the same guys. All of them are pass rush specialists that you want out there in obvious pass situations.
Well, yeah, well, Bryce Huff's not going to be on the team.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it's, you throw a lot up against the board and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially with Josh Uche, who got, like, almost no money.
Yeah, you get these guys come to training camp and see what they have. I'm more excited about what they could potentially do in the draft, mm-hmm, as far as who they could go after. You can always use pass rushers, right? Guys that can get after the quarterback. But when you're a guy that's a specialist, I do wonder, okay, how does this impact the defense early on downs, right? I mean, if they never get to 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, you're never getting a chance to rush the passer.
Well, and the other thing is, and I'd be curious for your perspective as a former player, but, like, are Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt going to be fine playing 1st and 2nd down and then coming off the field on the obvious rushing? Like, that seems unfun for them.
Well, hell, I know you're Nolan Smith. You certainly wouldn't be happy with that. You certainly want to play on the rush downs. I'm not so sure Jalix is a first down player yet.
So, oh, really?
I thought he was pretty good against the run. Do you feel differently?
I mean, he's done it in short spurts.
Yeah, he's not proven.
I worry about durability.
Okay.
Right? And I worry about being able to hold up against 325, 330-pound tackles when they start to lean on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's very easy. Now, unless the Eagles get up on teams and you're forcing the opponent to throw a lot.
Right.
It's a lot easier to get after the quarterback when you're in pass rush mode. I just wonder whether or not you're going to be able to play on 1st and 2nd down if a team decides to line up and, let's say, run at you. Right? Now, the thing is, in our division, we don't have much of a running game when you look at the other three teams.
Yeah, I mean,
well, Miles
Daniels
Sanders
runs
is a cowboy now.
Yeah. Miles Sanders.
I would say the other thing is, hopefully, there are pass downs that aren't just third downs with the Eagles this year. I mean, if you're up, right, and you're winning, you can put the other team in a situation where almost every down is a pass down.
Last year we saw Vic Fangio did not play Bryce Huff because he was bad against the run. So we will see how Aziz Ojulari and Josh Uche play. But if they come in and aren't good against the run either, like, what's their role? I'm just curious how they're going to use all these guys.
So the other connection with this is because you had information knew the Eagles interested, this was a big moment for you in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, especially when the guy who's been in pole position for weeks, Tim McManus,
came out of nowhere, all of a sudden was in first for like 8 straight weeks.
Well, it didn't come out of nowhere. He's doing a good job.
Well, you want to hear something funny about Tim McManus, too?
He always, real quick, he had the Becton signing this past weekend.
He did. That was a big one.
Yep.
So, first of all, I loved him. One of my best friends on the beat.
Way to go.
10 years ago.
Softening the blow.
Yeah, exactly. So, 10 years ago, I think it was Crossing Broad, did a website where they used to do, like, the media power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me versus Tim. And I tweeted out, like, hey, vote for me. And Tim retweeted it and beat me.
So we're bringing it back, baby.
I'm used to losing to Tim, unfortunately.
Well, I would say the other person who is in the running for this, and we were sort of debating before the show today how to frame it, is Jason Dumas of 6ABC, who reported that Brandon Graham was going to have a big announcement the day of the parade. Brandon Graham doesn't have the announcement, but Jason followed up later replying to someone saying that Brandon planned to retire that day, but was talked out of it after his tweet went viral. And if we could get some sort of confirmation on that that's what happened, does that maybe put Jason in a prime position?
I do think, in Jason's defense, if you notice, they put the two Lombardi trophies out for Brandon at the parade, and they did that again today. So that would seem to back up that he was planning on doing it. Now,
I
think Jason absolutely deserves credit for that.
So if you missed the Brandon Graham press conference today where he gave a statement, which was awesome, and then answered a bunch of questions, you'll hear it here on the WIP Afternoon Show at 4. Jack, was he asked about that? I didn't hear it.
No.
He was not.
Okay.
Disappointing.
Hmm.
Could have big implications for our contest.
So do you think, let me just ask you this, the award will be given out tomorrow at 4:30. I assume you'll be here just in case you win. Okay. Do you think, in case you win, you can show up if you want.
Well,
here's, can I send a video in?
Well, no, here's the argument against you, right? Okay. The argument against you is that Tim McManus was in first place.
Yes.
You both had a story this week.
Yes.
So if he was in, I'm just painting the picture. If he was already in first place, he got the Becton signing, you got Ojulari, I don't know what the argument would be for you to pass him.
Well, I guess my argument would be if I had to present my own case.
Yeah, for the committee. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. Everyone listening.
Well, the Becton scoop was a big one for sure.
Yes.
Right? Like, mine had to do with the Eagles getting somebody.
Mm.
His was losing somebody.
Okay. All right.
And also, Becton was already on the team. Aziz Ojulari was a name I found out unrelated to the team.
Wow.
That's a good point.
That would be my case.
Talk that talk, ESP.
Well, what about this, though? What about this? You link them. That's great. Clearly had some kind of information. Tim said he's signing with the Chargers, broke that. You just threw out the idea a couple weeks ago. If you said the Eagles are signing Aziz Ojulari, maybe that would also put...
It's a marketplace of ideas.
I think it was a great scoop by Tim. I think Tim is awesome. And I will say one thing I've learned through this process is I do think Tim writing these long articles clearly helped him from,
sourced articles, definitely one spike over for sure.
Right.
Well, because I read.
What I'm saying is Tim is great at building relationships in the locker room, and that has helped him because that's the point I'm making.
Yeah, okay.
Elliot, do you think that Eagles Insider of the Year has been good for you, and have you also noticed an increased pressure the last 3 weeks?
Well, definitely noticed an increased pressure, for sure. And I wouldn't even say it's just 3 weeks. I would say it's since you started it, number one.
Yeah.
I think it's been good for me.
All right. Well, Elliot is stacking reasons why he should win, and you can stack savings at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Stackable savings. That is what the Cars Are John Ashdale is going to do for you. It's what the staff at Colonial is going to do for you in the grand reopening of the new dealership. Stacking savings. Stack number one, invoice pricing, which means you pay the same for the car that they pay. No markup whatsoever. So that's the first level of the stack. Second level, up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. Second level. Third level, incredible financing. 0%. 0% for up to 60 months. You're going to stack savings, save sacks. I can't do that one. Save stacks of cash only at Colonial, only this month. As I mentioned, the dealership is new. It's beautiful. They've got over 300 brand new Hyundais on the lot. Elantras, Santa Fe's, Konas, whatever you need. Invoice pricing. How could you do better than what they pay and then rebates on top of it? Every new Hyundai is going to come with 3-year complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the other thing that happened, Elliot, you're not BG, you're not retiring.
We did have a clean handshake.
You did. It was very clean, much cleaner than Jack has ever done.
Oh, way better,
I'm going to be, if we're being honest.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, again, it was a beautiful moment to two close friends.
Oh, you and Trey?
Me and Trey.
The lane extension where they gave him $25 million more in guaranteed money, it looks like, in 1 year.
Yeah, so two ways to look at it. One is just Lane seems like he's going to play longer. They're giving him a pay raise. There's no those aspects of it. But I think the more important one probably for the team and for us would be, what are the cap implications?
Yeah.
I don't know what the cap implications are yet, to be honest. The one thing I don't have an answer for is if they can play around with these option bonuses. So if they can do that, then I think this probably did open cap space. If they can't, then I don't know how it would. So my initial read would be they probably did it because they get cap space, but I don't have a clear answer on that one, to be honest.
No, I don't have a clear answer.
It's just if I were to write a book, which I could never do, about this Eagles offseason, the title of the book would be weird. It's just like the most money they handed out was to Saquon Barkley and...
Well, the Saquon thing is definitely out of character.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It didn't help them with the cap. In fact, his cap hit went up a little
bit.
Yeah. He was already under contract for two more years. Lane Johnson has been doing these restructures over and over, but it's always given them cap space.
Which is what makes me think there probably is a way.
Okay.
But normally when Lane has done it every year, what he does is he takes his high base salary, he converts like $10 million of it into a bonus, and that opens $10 million in space.
Right.
Normally, to quickly pair.
Like, my question is, who's next?
Well, I just don't. I mean, Jalen would be the one.
But that's next offseason.
It could be. If they can move around the option bonuses, then there's a lot of different options they could go with. But. I mean, Jalen, forget like the team benefit. If I was Jalen, I would be knocking on the door saying, I just won you a Super Bowl. I'm the 10th highest paid quarterback. Like,
I agree.
He has the argument to get a raise.
I agree. If you're his agent,
yeah,
and you just saw what Josh Allen just got.
And what Saquon just got.
Yeah.
Saquon gets a thank you and Jalen doesn't. Jalen was Super Bowl MVP. Like, so...
If I was the Eagles, I'd tell him kick rock.
And how do you think that would go over?
Well, he signed it.
What are you going to say to Jalen? Well, we all know you weren't that important.
Well, here's
if we were in an arbitration case.
Well, if I'm talking to his agent, I would say, hey, the reason we gave the Saquon the bonus is we shortened his career because of last year, and we didn't. He won you a Super Bowl. And the other thing I would say, first of all, if you're going to go, you know, contract for contract, if the Josh Allen to Jalen thing would be Jalen next season. Just based on when Josh Allen signed his most recent one.
So you're saying Josh was 3 years in and Jalen's only two.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. And the other thing is, if you're going to get that contract, if you're going to sign early, you know, with years left on your deal, eventually you're going to be in a position where you are not the highest paid player anymore.
Yep.
So that's just the way that it works.
I agree with you 100%, but they just did it for Saquon.
And they did it for A.J.,
and they did it for AJ. They did AJ 2 years into the deal, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, so how long was his deal? AJ's deal wasn't 5 years like Jalen's was either.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't like four.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it was added on to the final year of his deal in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's on a 4-year, $100 million
deal. This is the problem with the Saquon deal is, yes, they could correctly feel like Saquon's a special case, you know, but... The players and agents don't have to agree with them,
Absolutely.
Right? So if I'm Jalen, I would see if they would redo my deal.
I would ask, but unless you feel like Jalen's going to hold out,
which I don't think.
No, he's not going to hold out.
But
no,
I don't think Saquon would.
That.
But who knows?
I agree. Well, it's hard to talk about the Saquon one because we all love Saquon and we all know what happened. Basically, what they did last year with him.
Yeah, but to your point. You know, not to belabor this, but the benefit of signing Saquon a year ago is that then you get him at a discounted rate.
Like, I agree. Yeah. I agree. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, Elliot.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
What up, Tasty Cake?
I think Elliot made a really compelling argument because, you know, we all love BG. He's a amazing thing about these Eagles, like since Andy Spike, is they're all 99% of them are class guys, right? That they're talents, but they're all people you root for because of the person that they are.
Sure. Yeah.
I think that's become especially true for what it's worth in the past like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. And they're at least neutral. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a lot of bad apples.
Yeah. There's not guys that you're like, oh, he's good, but you don't have many of those guys.
But as much as I love BG Elliott, when you have a player that was the greatest player at his position ever in the history of the league, he's got to be on the Mount Rushmore.
So, I think Reggie is, and I think the season, I think he's arguably the most talented player to ever suit up for the Eagles. This is not disparaging Reggie, but I put it more into it that BG played 15 years here. Like, he played every snap of his career with the Eagles. He is known for being an Eagle. So, yeah, Reggie is an outstanding player, but I think the Eagles are a good enough franchise with enough, like, great players that we don't have to be, like, have people looking at the Mount Rushmore and go, well, what, didn't Reggie play for the Packers? Like, no. Like, I want them to look at the Mount Rushmore and go, BG, career Eagle. Kelsey, career Eagle. Dawkins, pretty much a career Eagle. And then I put Jalen, but I understand your point about doing it a little early. I just think he's going to be the best quarterback in franchise history.
Well, you keep saying BG's number three in sacks all time for the Eagles, but who's ahead of him?
It's Reggie.
Okay,
for sure.
Well, so even in half the time,
Reggie was a better player than BG. Okay, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just putting more stock into the fact that he played 15 years for one team. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you
and
don't
won
for
two
Mike
titles.
Schmidt.
Yeah.
No, Mike Schmidt's, again, I've said it a bunch. He was fifth for me. But
even though Chase Utley played for a different team.
I didn't care that much about it. Yeah.
Chase Utley played for a different team.
I just can't decide between the 08 guys. So I had to put all three.
All right, there we go. Sounds good.
My point is that Reggie Elliott was a better player than everybody.
No, I know he was.
Right.
Mike
Schmidt was a better player than everybody.
I will put Mike Schmidt on my Mount Rushmore sooner than I'll put Reggie.
And Wilt was a better player than everybody.
Well, let's take a deep breath.
Well, we know what happened.
And educate them, Tasty Cake.
Well, the funny thing about the Sixers Mount Rushmore is it's hard to come up with four people.
Well, it's not.
It's true. Like, with the Phillies and the Eagles, there's like, this guy has to be on. You do the Sixers, you get to three, and it's like, well, it could be
Moses. No, there's just not a lot to argue about.
Embiid
would be the one you would argue.
Well, yeah, if you go Wilt, and you go Dr. J, and you go Iverson, then you're just talking about Barkley, Embiid, Mo Cheeks, Moses. Yeah. There's good options.
There's good options. It's not like these other teams.
Well, the Phillies.
Maxie.
Yeah.
Maxie's honestly not even that far off. You know, it's not close.
Paul George. There it is. Yeah.
I've been thinking about that Paul George debate nonstop, by the way.
Yeah. You're ridiculous.
He's ready
Paul
to come
George
back
debate.
At you.
No, I actually think, well, we don't have to get it.
Well, all right.
I think you made a good point that I didn't give you credit for.
Oh, what is that?
I do think
Thank you for the call,
you are correct that when he tries, he still looks good.
Yes.
Where we disagreed, and I don't think I did a good enough job saying it, was I think the fact that he doesn't try is part of being cooked. Like, he can't do it as much, but you are correct that, like, physically he can still move decent when he tries. I should have said that.
I think more what we see of Paul George is more what people have seen with Paul George the last 5 years, is that he drifts in and out. It's what Clippers fans always say.
Now, he did average career low in numbers, but I think that's...
He did, but this year, who knows? Hopefully he's not on the team next year. We never have to talk about him again.
Agreed.
All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
So good luck. Tomorrow is Eagles Insider of the Year.
Trust me.
The final. And you'll be here whether you win or lose, right?
If you would like me here, this is the first time. I will be here if you would like me here.
Of course.
Okay.
Maybe bring your family, too.
We have a trophy. Yes, bring your family.
Yes, I bring my family.
Yeah. We do have a trophy.
So I have a question no one will care about, but I want to ask
you
guys. Do you think if Jason Kelce retired this year instead of last year, right? So let's say it was Kelce today.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Do you think Taylor Swift would have been there today?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Her tour is done. Nah. Travis was there last year.
She wouldn't have wanted to be there because she wouldn't want to take away from Jason.
True, but it is a family thing. Like, she's part of the family now.
No.
I think there's a shot.
All right, coming up next.
In fact, Kylie might not have wanted her there.
That's a good point. Coming up next, if you missed Brandon Graham's statement from earlier today, he talked about retiring, who he thanked. He was very emotional. He gave a really, really good speech, and we will play that for you next in its entirety. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.